I'm Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've encouraged you this morning to get out and see the Uke documentary, which will be exclusive in 17 Marcus theaters over the weekend, opening today. I know there were some sneak previews at many theaters on Thursday evening. And joining us now on the program is co-director of the Uke documentary, Steve Farr. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jen. Sorry, I had a little miscommunication on my end.
No worries. We're glad that you could join us. Okay, so I watched the documentary last night. Homer has already talked about how he loves you, knows so much about him, just having been here as long as he has been. What was the most surprising element when you were putting this this content together?
The most surprising thing about, you know, I think a person my age, I'm 60 years old. I grew up in Wisconsin and I was a Brewer fan, Bob Uecker fan. And so I think I knew most facets of his life. But when you try to stuff it all in a 90-minute film, that kind of comes to, it really kind of amazes me. I mean, there's so many facets. He took on every opportunity he had, he kind of said yes to. And it was kind of just a remarkable life. I think for people, a lot of people in other parts of the country, their entry point with Bob might be something very different. You know, it's Mr. Belvedere, or it's Major League, or the Tonight Show, that type of thing. But I think for me, the surprise is just that he took on all these opportunities and excelled at all of them, even though he might not have been the most likely person to be good at it, right?
Homer, you want to get in on this?
Yes. I didn't know if you'd discuss this, but as I said with Kent Sommerfeld, when Belvedere came on, I said, what's going on? And Kent goes, what? I said, it's not as good. That's not Uecker. I said, find out what's going on. Something's different because Bob Uecker will never be anything that isn't incredibly funny, and it's just not that good. And Kent comes back and says, yeah, they told him they wouldn't listen to anything he said. He had to do what was ever on the script. So, and it wasn't that it was bad. But everything Uecker did, I mean, I think Uecker created the Miller Lite commercials, that they were a certain way and they were going to do this. And then he got involved. And then all of a sudden, you'd watch any commercial and you'd think of Uecker.
And yeah, so he pretty much stole the show. You think about all the people he was on with.
Yes, everything he touched. I mean, he was a comedic genius amongst all the other things. There's nothing he ever was involved in. I mean, on all the movies, they let him do the script or whatever. So
yeah, it's true. Stole the show in Major League, too.
Steve Farr joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He's the co-director of the new documentary, Uke, which you can watch this weekend at the Marcus Theaters. How emotional did you get during this process? I said the toughest part of the documentary, and again, I don't think I'm telling any secrets here, no spoilers, but was when Uke sort of pushed himself away from the desk in the booth after the Brewers lost to the Mets, and he said, that had some sting on it, or that's got some sting on it. And the word sting really stuck out. And then he sort of just sat there and kind of processed what had just happened and sort of what might be next. Was there any moment where you got emotional while producing this documentary?
I get emotional all the time watching the film or talking about the film. I will get choked up. It's kind of my nature anyway, but certainly that moment and you know, Bob had requested that we not be in the booth that night. So we had a long lens camera on a camera, along third baseline, and we kind of had that voyeur eye view looking into the booth, and which I was a little disappointed, at that point. But, somehow that framing is just perfect. And we just kept the camera rolling. I mean, we just said, let's just see what happens. And there's something just so dramatic about the way the fans are dispersing and wiping the frame, and then there's that moment where he feels almost a little like disheveled. He's trying to get his headset off. He's got two pairs of glasses on, and I remember at the time I said to Michael, my co-director, I said, I feel like I'm watching him age right now. Like, he literally looks older to me right now in this last 15
seconds.
But
he knew he was done, right? I mean,
I have to assume he did.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that.
But you didn't know. He didn't say that to you, or he did.
But I think there's certain assumptions, maybe, that everybody sort of knew. That's why the locker room people were sad because they lost the game. But I think, Christian Yelich, he had tears in his eye because of his conversation with Uke. But there's a lot of emotion in this film.
Were you guys
we had a similar shot the year before, where we did kind of the same thing. But anyway.
I have to assume, Steve, that you guys were aware of his cancer diagnosis. The clip of him talking to Yelly in the clubhouse all but confirms it. You guys obviously are rolling on that. Then you have it in your footage. You have it in your assets. So how clear was it to you that he had been dealing with this health issue?
Well, we started filming with him in spring of 2023. I can't remember the exact date, month, but it was fairly early on. I would say it was probably May or June that he called me one night and he told me that he had been diagnosed with a form of cancer. He didn't get into the specifics at the time, but being Yuke, he apologized to me because he might not be able to, do as many things. And I said, do you want to do it at all? I would completely understand. You need to spend, your free time at doctor appointments, resting, treatments, that type of thing. And he said, no, we'll do it. We'll absolutely do it. I'd given him a list of things that we would try to shoot and some opportunities. And he said, we'll try to knock them all off, but if we can't get to them all, he apologizes to me. And I said, no, that we'll just do what you can, just try to stay healthy. But we did. I mean, we knocked off him, we went fishing with him, and we did many of the things that we wanted to do. And so I thank him for that.
I think about how a detail like that would change the trajectory of a piece I was working on. Immediately, sure. The asks become more involved. And I know you mentioned you were trying to defer to, well, we understand that you're going to have this, but I'm sure that you guys wanted to be at some of those oncology appointments. I'm sure you guys wanted to be able to follow him to some of those things. And again, Homer mentioned this earlier. Euchre was so private with those things. It seems like he also just didn't want to, didn't really want that to be part of his legacy. Am I wrong in sort of assuming that?
No, you're 100% on that. We never even, of course we discussed it and said, well, there are documentaries about people where that becomes part of the story and you literally are going to a chemo session or a radiation session, or you're sitting with the person at home when they're not feeling good. And, we realized that Bob didn't want it to be that documentary. I respect the fact that he talked about it openly with us on camera. And, there's bits of that in the film. We didn't want it to overwhelm the story either, but certainly, it adds some dramatic tension to the arc of the story.
Got anything else?
I'm curious of the people that have seen it. What do they say? What jumps out? What have you heard that of all that's in it that they seem to bring up, or has that even been created yet?
It seems like everybody talks about that last shot. Everybody talks. We've gotten so many thanks from people for making the film and for making an honest movie that somehow tells his entire life and didn't kind of steer away from some of the serious issues that he was going through. Because I think, the remarkable thing to me is that it somehow didn't leak. I mean, he had asked me not to say anything, and I didn't. I told Michael, my co-director, he knew. But the rest of our team didn't know for almost a year. We were the only two people, literally within our filmmaking team, that knew about it. But I think people talk about that last shot. They talk about how joyous the moment is when he comes back for the 2024 season. And because people forget that, they maybe made an announcement that morning that he was going to be back, but he hadn't really decided until maybe the day before. And so that scene where he's going into the booth and sitting down and they put the live shot of him up on the scoreboard and people realize that he's in the booth and, he gets up and does his bow and, it was, I remember I was right behind him. So I was shooting the over the shoulder shot of him that's in the film. And I remember I had tears coming down my eye.
Was it his health that was going to make him stop, or I don't.
Was it his health?
Yeah, I mean,
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we knew the diagnosis was pretty serious.
It is not all somber. It is not all serious. It is not all emotional. Right. Of course, Euchre's humor is woven throughout the piece. You laugh out loud at a number of scenes.
If it had been that, he'd have told him, you can't use it. I guarantee you. Right? If the tone, if he sees it in the tone or whatever he knew was anything but Euchre, wouldn't he have told you? Forget it.
Yeah. I think so. you know, I mean, he unfortunately wasn't around to be part of the editorial. And so, you know, thankfully the Uecker family was very involved and their notes were terrific. You know, there's some things that they didn't want in and I understood that. But, you know, no, Bob and Sue were amazing and great partners.
Steve, we appreciate you taking some time this morning to promote the documentary. Uke will be available exclusively in Marcus Theaters, 17 of them. Is there a link or where can people go to find out the information of where these are going to be?
You can go to ukemovie.com, ukemovie.com. There's a scroll down where you can see the theaters that we're in right now. It's expanding almost every day. I think we're almost up to 50 theaters in the state, and we'll be on the road with it. Last night we were at a Madison Mallards game. I bounced the first pitch, and then we did an intro and a Q&A at Marcus Point, and we'll be doing, I don't know, however many they want us to do, probably dozens over the next month.
Steve, we won't hold the bouncing the first pitch against you. You've put together, you've created a great
It's going to get better. I've got a couple more opportunities.
Exactly. That's how it works, right? You throw the first one, you go, oh, that wasn't right. So great. You get a little better, a little better, a little better. Steve Farr, co-director of the Uke documentary, joining us this morning. Steve, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And we look forward to seeing the movie continue to grow and continue to get rave reviews.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Stick around. Craig Karmazin coming up next.